Hey, Ruben.
Hey, I don't believe I get anything in my paycheck if you do a line of credit. I mean, I'm not going to ask. That's the last thing I want to do. I just want to keep you happy. So let's bring this up. Private party? Yes, we do them. I can tell you exactly what I need. Do you have a pen handy?
No, I'm driving.
Okay, so I do probably, I'd say 300 to 400 private parties a year. They're a little tricky, so let me tell you exactly how they work. So there are specific programs, and there's a few things that you need to make them work. So the first thing is, you need to make sure the guy who's selling you the equipment can prove that he owns it. So how do you prove that you own it? You need one of three things. Not all, just one. One is the original bill of sale or invoice with a check that shows you paid for it. The second is a depreciation schedule on a tax return that shows you own it. The third is an insurance certificate that shows you own it. So three easy things. What else do you need? Well, we're going to do two things. We're going to run a UCC search on the owner of the business and make sure that if they have any blanket liens, which is not a bad thing, any traditional bank loans or line of credit or working capital, that we go to that company and we subordinate. And by that means, that let's say he has a bank loan. That's a traditional bank loan or, say, working capital loan. You'll have all your assets encumbered. So that company will have to sign something that says they're okay with this equipment being sold. The same goes for your business. This is really easy stuff for me to get. How much is the equipment?
He paid it off. He wrote the check for it, for sure.
Okay, how much is
CNC, $75,000. All installed, maybe it's going to be $85,000 to $95,000. You know what I mean?
That's what you're paying for it?
I'm paying for it $75,000, but I think rigging, bringing it over, installing it, it's going to be probably $85,000 to $95,000. It's a $90,000 installed.
Okay. How much does the equipment cost normally through dealer? How much are you saving?
Well, it's used. So if I look at the dealer right now, they are $100,000. They are $110,000. You know what I mean? But it doesn't matter. It's local. That's another thing. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is, you have two basic choices, okay? So the first is, you can do this, and I'm just going to give you all the data. So you can do a private party seller. The only thing is this, when you're going through a private party seller, we pay the invoice, but there can't be any separate invoice costs for shipping or rigging that you can finance. So he can't, if he invoices you for $80,000 of equipment and $5,000 of rigging, we can only do the $80,000 equipment because we're not paying a dealer, we're paying a private individual.
Right.
The other thing is, there's one other option for you. You could also potentially go through an equipment broker. Depending on what they charge, that might be another avenue. There are certain programs that are eligible for private parties, but it sounds like you're kind of dead set on the private party because of how easy it is. Based on my, just kind of thinking out the top of my head, there's two or three programs that I have for private parties for the size of the loan that you're looking for that would make sense.
Right. Well, I'm looking the best loan possible. You know what I mean?
Best loan possible. You don't want to go through a private individual. So to not waste your time, there's a lot of programs available where it's like a puzzle piece. They don't fit with a private individual. So I know you have several loans through us. So I think we could help out a lot. But I would tell you that if you go through a licensed equipment broker, it might make your life a lot easier because. The problem with the private individual is this. Once we pay, they don't answer our phone calls. They just don't. Whereas an equipment broker will always have to answer the phone calls. There's someone to go after if you're not happy. And that's the whole crux of it.
Yeah, but even it says he's or he's and it's done. You know what I mean? Have you heard about Crest Capital?
I know who Crest Capital is.
Yeah, they finance us now with no questions.
I mean, I don't care what Chris Capital tells you. I've worked with you for a few years. I've always tried to make you happy, but I can only tell you what I can do.
Right. So it looks like they have better programs than you do then.
I would highly doubt that.
Well, let's say this. Let's say the equipment, the invoice is going to be $85,000, right?
Okay.
I'll make it where, you know, I'll put in the contract that he's going to install it for me or blah, 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 right? I pay him, he takes out of the shop, brings it over, and he's responsible until it runs. But, so, let's say that I finance only $75,000. What can he do for me on the $75,000?
Give
you
a
there any loans where I could pay off sooner without paying all...
Yeah, there are. But I think, and I'm not here to, like, drown you with information. So there's a few things to look at. Do you want a discount for paying off early? Yes, we do have those programs. Do you want a good payment? Yes, we do give those programs. I'm not going to put my sales hat on, Sergey, and just tell you all the things you want to hear. I'm telling you the truth, and hopefully you respect it. Private party sales...
Right, well, Ruben, I respect them, of course. You run your business the way your business runs.
Correct.
That's why I called you to see what kind of product you offer. Because
so,
there's other companies out there, so...
People can say whatever they want on the phone, and they can sell up front, or they can sell and actually tell the people the truth. That's how I work. Nothing wrong with Cresto, great company. They've been around for quite a long time. There's three programs I have for private party sales that could be a match for your business. They go above $50,000. There are a lot of programs in the industry that go below $50,000. I can offer you a 2 through 5 year term, fixed payment, one or two payments due at signing. I am telling you up front that based... Do you know what your credit score is right now or no?
It's about 720.
Okay, so you got good credit. Okay, and your banks are clean, no overdrafts, anything like of that nature?
Yeah. My banks are clean.
Okay, and are you trying to do something long-term or short-term?
Well, I would do long-term to have lower payments, but I want to have the option to pay it off early year.
Okay.
And not be penalized, you know what I mean? Kind of like if I pay my house tomorrow... I'm not going to pay any interest.
Yeah, that's a different, completely, you're comparing a mortgage to a private party sale. It's two very different things. So here's what I would tell you based on my experience and based on what you're trying to accomplish. You've got a lot of positives. Your positives are, you've been in business a while, got a good credit score, got a good business credit. What are the things you're facing? You're dealing with a private party sale in excess of $50,000. I'm more than happy to look at your file, give you my thoughts without running your credit, just tell you what I think is possible and do a lot of research for you. If you want my true honest opinion, I would form an agreement with this guy. I'd go to a licensed equipment broker and save yourself a hell of a lot of trouble. That's what I would tell you.
But who's a licensed equipment broker? How much do they usually want out of the total sale?
I can give you some contacts. You can reach out to a lot of people you worked with. And I say, hey, look, I'm looking to buy a piece of equipment. What will you charge as a broker fee? Some of these guys will do it for pretty damn cheap. That's what I would tell you.
What's a ballpark?
I think some of these guys ask for like crazy amounts, like 10 to 15%, which to me is just not accurate. I think probably you should look at, I think if you found the right person without a lot of hassle, they'd probably do it for a few grand.
Right. Well, a few grand, if that saves me money in the long term, yes, I would sign off with a broker.
It will. It will because you'll get into a program that will have lower payments. And I disclose all this stuff up front. I tell people that you're going through a equipment broker. I don't waste your time. But the reality is, by money changing hands with an equipment broker, a business, the person that's in the business of selling equipment, from a lender perspective, it's a lot more safe.
Right. I understand. So this way, risk is lower. So,
correct.
What kind of payments do you think for $85,000 piece of equipment?
85 grand for a piece of equipment, like over 5 years?
Right.
I've got one program that I'm just knocking out of the park with. I know the rate factor offhand. Probably something in the range of about $1,800 to $1,830 a month is some of the best programs
okay.
I've got available. 5 years.
And then, what, 5 years? So
uh-huh.
If, let's say, next year, this year, I'm not going to pay it off. But let's say next year, I'm like, shit, I'm making enough money. I would rather either put it and save it, or I can just pay it off if I want to. You know what I mean? If I save anything. What's the interest rate on that $1,800 for 5 years?
Well, the program I'm quoting you actually also comes with the added benefit of a discount for paying off early. You get a 4% discount on the remaining balance per year by paying that off. That program I use for about, I don't know, 50 customers a month.
Right. So what's an average interest rate for $1,800? Do you have an idea?
There's not a rate. There's not an APR. There's not going to be APR in your document, so I'm not going to tell you there's an APR. Correct. So the payment I'm quoting you is fixed. I'm just quoting you a rate factor. The payback over 5 years, let's just say it's, you know, I'm quoting you, the rate factor I'm quoting you on $85,000 is about a 0.021 to a 0.0215 in that range. It's very cheap, it's very competitive, and it's very easy.
So 0.02 means what?
0.02. So if you were borrowing $100,000, you would take that, you would multiply that by the rate factor to get your payment over 5 years. To give you a cost comparison, if you go through this private party, like what would a private party cost you? Unless everything's perfect, you could be, someone could come back to you and say, hey, look, great news is I got you approved. But to borrow $75,000, your payment's $2,800 a month. You're going to see a massive difference potentially. Potentially.
Well, this guy, Chris Campbell, he said, oh, no, I'll give you like $2,000 a month direct from the this guy. So I'm wondering why you would be $2,800.
No, on a private party sale?
Yeah.
For 85 or 75?
85.
And it's $2,000 a month?
Yes.
$2,000 a month for 85,000. See if my math is right. Hold on. I just quoted you a lower payment. I said 1,800 to 1,830.
Right, I have to go through a broker, right?
Potentially, I'm telling you that there's more programs available if you go through a licensed equipment dealer, and I disclose all that information up front to my underwriter. Say, hey, look, here are the options. This guy can go through an equipment broker. Here's what they would charge. Can we do this type of transaction? I don't hide anything. I do any nonsense. But, look, $2,000 a month, is it good? Yeah, it's okay. It's nothing great. It's nothing horrible. But are you approved, or is that what someone's just telling you over the phone?
I'm approved.
You're approved. Okay, as a private party sale?
Yeah.
Great. If you want to send me those docs, I can just send them to my underwriter and say, here you go. Can we beat the offer? And if I win, great. If not, you go with Crest. Your problem solved. You win.
So why, Bank of Cardiff versus Crest, so why do you think they're better than, why they can offer this type of program?
I didn't say we couldn't. I'm just telling you that private party sales are difficult. That's all I'm telling you.
All right. Can you email me some brokers? Just don't email Global Equipment Group. Is that guy still in business?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with him.
Do you have a formal... But, Sergio, I'm not here to, like, push you. Do you have a formal approval by Crest, or do you have, like, a one-page document that says you're approved? Is it a proposal or an approval?
What's the difference? I have no idea what's the difference.
Proposal is something that you might as well take and clean your car with. An approval is actually a legally binding document, and it's an actual contract. Two very, very different things. I can put anything on a proposal. I could tell you your payments are $12 a month. Doesn't mean anything. I'm saying that when you're talking about it, put it from my perspective. I have people that come to me in tears all day long because their approval was supposedly good to go and things fell apart. When you're talking about a private party sale, you have to be very, very specific because many of them fall apart in funding. That's why it's very important for your transaction to really understand what's going on.
Well, I don't think do you need tax returns as well? What do you need exactly?
No, I don't need tax returns under $100,000. I need to understand the transaction. I don't need to sell you. That's what I need. I need to understand the transaction, understand the moving parts, make sure it's going to work. That's what needs to be done on these transactions.
But you don't need any tax returns, right? Or do you?
No. I've seen your tax returns before, so it's not like it's a big problem. You make money. It's not like you say that you lose $10 million a year. You're a straightforward guy on tax returns.
Okay. Well,
I think So here's what needs to be done. What exactly?
Charges a lot more than actually... I think you take the money from OnDeck.
I gave you an OnDeck loan. I gave you a great loan at OnDeck. That's what our underwriters did. What do we need to approve your file? So it's, and I'm not trying to talk down to you. I'm trying to be blunt with you. What do we need to do? You need to understand the transaction. You need to understand, is this equipment free and clear? Is there proof of ownership? Regardless of what some guy tells you, that doesn't mean anything. You have to prove it.
Right.
Prove it. Prove that he owns the equipment. Run a blanket search on his business. Run a blanket search on your business. These are important things. Then, once that is all done, decide if this is you're going to have an equipment broker, if that's going to give you any more avenues or not. Like I said, I fully disclose if you're working with an equipment broker. I don't say you're buying from a dealer. I'm very straightforward. But when there's an intermediary changing hands, that sometimes can affect more programs. Then I'll give you the best approval possible. What is your time frame?
Oh, actually, I'm going to see this guy even, I think, tomorrow.
Okay.
And the equipment, I could give him, if I like the equipment, I'll give him $1,000 and he'll hold it.
Okay. And are you looking for a finance agreement or a lease?
Whatever is better for me, so that...
Finance agreement. It's better.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do a finance agreement. You know what I mean? It's like I need to trust somebody.
Yeah. If you do a lease, you'll be hit for sales tax with interest, as opposed to just making it your responsibility. You'll also be hit for fees, typically.
What do you mean sales tax?
Okay, if you do an equipment lease and you buy it, regardless of who you buy it from, they will charge you sales tax on your monthly basis. If you do a finance agreement, the sales tax is your responsibility.
It's my responsibility?
Correct. Not we don't force place it. Correct.
So now that I'm paying lease on my other equipment, what's going on? Am I paying sales tax as well?
You're not leasing your equipment. I gave you a finance agreement.
So, next, when I buy it off, I'm going to have to pay whatever the amount of the used equipment is.
I don't believe you have a lease for us. You have a finance agreement. I'm telling you, if you wanted something clean, you're going to want to do a finance agreement. Leases are going to be inherently messier. What I'll do is this. I've got your email. It's at thesteel@thenorthwestgranite.com, correct?
It's Sergio@nwgranite.com.
Okay. Give me about 45 minutes. I'm going to shoot you a very in-depth email that will go over all your options. The reality is, it's not going to cost you any money to send me what I need. If you don't like what I have to say on Monday, feel free to go anywhere else. I'm not a guy that's going
to
take
questions. Well, just email me first, like a few broker contacts. I want to see how much it's going to be. You know what I mean?
I'll get that information for you. I'll do that as a courtesy. You don't want to contact those guys, because if you contact them, they're just going to charge you a lot. Because they have people that call them all day long and tell them, oh, I'm going to do this or that. If I actually go to a guy that I've worked with for 7 years and ask him if he can hook you up, it might save you a lot of money. But I'll send you a detailed email. Like I said, I have nothing bad to say about Crest. You're not going to hear me denigrate any companies on the phone. I just do not do that. They are a good company. They have worked with some of my customers in the past, not directly. I've competed with them before. But I think what's really important on your transaction is understanding. It's a complex transaction. So let me go to work for you. And then if you don't like what I have to say Monday, Tuesday, you can go with whoever you want. Whatever makes you happy, man.
All right, well, sounds good, man. Just shoot me an email, okay?
Cool. Thanks for your time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.